Online Podcast 302. Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome to Online Podcast. It is so freaking cold outside. It is, let me check how, what's the temperature. It's right now about, I'm going to say six degrees, and it feels like the wind chill is about minus 7 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, so cold. I've been hiding in the house for all day. We went out for Indian food and then came right home because it was so freaking cold. And guess what? Tomorrow morning is going to the temperature is going to drop all the way down to 4 degrees, I think. Oh, so it's going to be so cold. 2 more days of work before I have my Christmas break, which I do have Christmas Eve off and Christmas Day off, but I do work on Boxing Day, which is the Friday. I'm not taking that day off, but I figure, you know, it might be a quick Friday, you know, and you can get a lot of your work done because many people won't be there. I thought it might be fun to actually go and not waste a day of vacation, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I just want to put the word out and tell you to look, be paying attention to a video podcast that I'll be posting this week. Hopefully I can. It will be a Christmas one, Christmas related one, and it will be the first video that would truly be HD. So if you subscribe to Online Podcast Feed, you'll get a regular small one. But if you want to check out the true high definition, well, true high def meaning it's higher resolution than what I've been posting, you probably don't care. But anyway, it is 720p, and I'll probably test it on my Apple TV too. Anyway, I'm excited about that, and hopefully you will pay attention to that as well, because if you subscribe to this podcast, and you know, I'm not very regular with the video podcast, you may not be looking out for it. But check that sometime this week. I will probably post it around maybe Christmas Eve, so it'll probably be like Wednesday or maybe even late Tuesday. So, be looking out for that. And, oh my gosh, my nose is running. And I've got snot because it's cold. I have my heater turned on and I have my robe. I have this, Bruce bought me this new robe that is very plush, very thick and soft. And I just have that, you know, wrap around me like a bundle of presents. Anyway, oh, what was I going to talk about? We actually have a voicemail, and I'm going from my voicemail into the whole reason why I'm doing this. In fact, I actually planned on just posting the Christmas video today, but I have something that I've been trying to talk myself out of, and I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I just have to address this. So I'm going to come back and talk about this. But listen to this voicemail.
Hey, John, this is Whitney. It's been a long time.
From Whitney.
I was just listening to your show. I'm talking really low right now because it's like 4 or 5 in the morning right now and everybody's sleeping. But I was just listening to your podcast, and this week's podcast really stirred something in my soul, and I guess really on a spiritual level. I missed your show the week before about your upbringing and everything. And then I heard this show, and I heard Zillafax's response to what was going on with the churches and the priesthood and everything. And then he said something that, in all honesty, I really didn't appreciate, which was, you know, him claiming that, you know, there is no God and this, that, and the other. Now, before I get into it, this is not going to turn into a religious debate. I would never, like, degrade your show like that. But I will say that for young Christians like me. Not all Christians are righteous, and not all Christians are fanatic, and not all Christians, you know, are there to shove, you know, God down your throat and all that stuff. That basically, I'm talking about myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the fanatic type. I'm the one who sins on a daily basis. But I do come from a very godly family who have bestowed on me the values and the morals that I need. And most of it is coming from a religious background, but also not coming from a religious background. And I guess him saying that really it was something that I didn't appreciate, which I'm not going to hold you long, but I will say that, you know, my best friend up and down is Buddhist. She's Buddhist. She's Cambodian and Thai. And I had a chance to go by her temple earlier this year, which I had a wonderful time. Granted, it was a place that I was totally out of place of because, obviously, you know, she and I are not of the same religion. But it was a very just educational, very, really wonderful experience being in a totally different environment that I was not used to. And I learned a lot just being there for that one day and being a part of the festivities. Now, what I guess the point that I'm trying to say is that this religious war that we have between, you know, people of different religions and people who don't believe in anything, you know, atheists or whatever, I guess for a person like me with my Christian background, you know, that I am a devout Christian, but I also always felt that, you know, why people want to take the time to prove my religion wrong, you know. And then I think about, well, there are Christians and there are other people of different religions who want to, you know, push their religion on you. And that doesn't make them any better than the person who doesn't believe in anything. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm talking about me, I'm not talking about other people, other Christians or other people in other religions, but if I can accept you for who you are, don't spend your life trying to prove mine wrong. You see what I'm saying? Like, for you, John. Now, in the Christian, you know, belief or in the Catholic belief and everything else, you know, they label you as an abomination. Okay. Granted, in all honesty, even I don't agree with what your lifestyle is. But am I holding that against you? No, that means dilly squat to me. I don't care if you're straight or not straight. I don't even care. I love you for who you are, John.
Okay, so this is the part that I need clarification from Whitney. Now, does she mean that are you saying that you're not agreeing with my lifestyle, however you love me as who I am? Or are you saying that you are not agreeing with the teachings that is calling me an abomination? I need clarification from you because obviously I'm in a response to it both ways, but give me clarification in your next message, hopefully.
You are the reason why, just you being you, you are the reason why I listen to you all the time, because of you. Your sexual preferences mean nothing to me. Just because I don't agree with it does not mean I'm going to be out there freaking condemning you to death and calling you this and that and say, hey, go to hell and all this like that. I would never say that to you, John. And I don't even, what am I trying to say? I don't even think that the type of person like you should even go, you know?
I think that's what she means, the first one, which means she doesn't agree with homosexuality. However, she you still, I mean, it doesn't shut the door out from her liking my program and liking me as a person.
You know what I'm saying? And I love you for who you are. Like I said, your sexual preferences, the way you are, the way you live your life, who you are, means nothing to me when we're talking about on a spiritual level. I love you for who you are. That's why I listen to you. If I didn't totally agree with you and all this stuff like that, I would never listen to you if I was that type of Christian that preyed on the sinners and hated you for that. You know what I'm saying? If I was that type of Christian. But I'm not, you know. I was taught to love everybody no matter what. And so, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there, calling you so late in the morning and
it is very late.
Stuff like that.
I don't know what time
you know,
it was
that really stirred something in my soul. And I hope that Zillafag won't take that the wrong way. You know?
Oh, he can handle the wrong way, but, you know, I know you don't mean, I know that Whitney does not mean harm, but oh, Zilla, if I can take anything.
Yeah. And then come after me about it, but, you know, I was just letting him know that, and let me know that, you know, that didn't rub me the right way. You know, there are other people who do believe in something that could take offense to that. And I guess that proves that the world can be really sensitive on stuff, but, you know, at the same time, if nobody speaks up, then nothing changes, you know. So I was just want him to know that, you know, be careful who you say that around, because if you're not wanting a fight, then somebody else will be willing to fight you. And then, you know what I'm saying, then we'll all be hating each other even more. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say that and to let you know that I adore your shows. I adore you. I miss you. I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
So, I know. Where have you been?
So I'm just wanted to give one of my monthly calls, my once-in-a-while calls.
Thank you.
You know.
Now, if you do call me monthly, that's actually of great help, because if my voice line is not used, it will go away. And trust me, it was a pain in the ass to even try to get this number, 206-338-ONG9. It was difficult.
Say that I'm still listening. I'm still here. I'm never leaving. I love you. You know, keep doing wonderful shows. Keep bringing that insight that we all need. And that's about it. So I'm going to put a bed down. Okay, because I have a doctor's appointment, and I'm going to be late. So
okay.
Take it easy, John.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you so much for your message, Whitney. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to respond to this first before I go into the next one. I know this might be a little bit heavy for the Christmas season, but hey, the Christmas season is none other than any other times. In fact, you probably want to challenge yourself to something more challenging like this, spiritually as well as intellectually, maybe. My response is, yes, I do understand, and I do have friends who do not. In fact, those who adore me dearly as friends are the ones that you find out that they don't fully agree with my homosexuality. And it almost... Do I hear something? Do I hear electric? Oh, sorry. That was my volume turned up too high. Anyway, it is those that actively telling you that, you know, they adore you. And I do believe them, honestly, that they do mean it. That turn out to actually have a big... conflict between their religion and my being who I am. And sometimes we have to wonder, and there will be people, I talk to people and people would say, you know, it's very difficult. I mean, how can they accept you as who you are and then disagree of a part of you? I want to think that too, but my personal experience tells me that if that someone care for you and love you so much that they are willing to take you as who you are, even if there is a part of you that they cannot digest or there's a part of, I'm not talking about like, you know, things that annoy them, but things that may not completely agree or settle with their upbringing, with their background, with their religion, or with their teaching that they were taught. And this tied into very closely to what happened last week with Reverend Warren, Rick Warren that Obama chose, selected to do the induction or whatever, convection oven, inauguration, yeah. Is it called the... induction? I forgot what it's called, that the speech or the prayer thingy, whatever. And that caused a lot of stir up, including myself. I'll come back to that, but I'm going to respond to Whitney's disagreement. Oh, well, not disagreement, but her not agreeing with my lifestyle, and she calls it. And this is the part that I want to know. Now, it came as a little bit of a surprise to me, in fact, to be honest, that was something I didn't know. I mean, there are Christians who I have many Catholic Christian friends who do not agree that being gay and even the sexual act of between two people of the same sex are considered sin if you are in love. And I'm way more liberal than that. I sometimes I don't know. I find that to be a bit of a surprise coming from Whitney that she even though she dis I mean I totally understand you, but, and I do have close friends who are like you, who are very, very passionately what should I say? Very, I find me very what is it? Like not I guess charming, I guess. And so they are willing to accept my homosexuality and what I do in my bedroom. Now, I just want to challenge you, and you may not be the only one. I want to challenge you to think about this, Whitney specifically. How does that make you, how does it make you feel if there are, and I'm going to be controversial, Whitney, I'm going to be controversial, and the reason why I'm doing that is because I know you can take it. And this is only a challenge, and it has nothing to do with you know, it came as a surprise, but it really doesn't change anything between you and me. Like I said, because I do have other friends who are even who are actual real life friends who are closer to me who have the same thought. What about your friends? Somebody that is truly close to you tell you that they do not agree of what you do, however, they love you very much. I'm gonna put this in there, though controversial. What about this person is not African American, not black, and then they say, I don't like any other black people, but I find your personality very strong and very, very nice, and you know I'm very attached to that to you as a person. Does that make? I mean, this is not a direct comparison, but I just want to see how would that affect you as a person when somebody put in who you are as something that they do not like or something that they disagree on. Not to say that it's a complete parallel to my situation, but it sort of give you something that you yourself can compare to. And I know there are the other minority groups, especially ethnic groups, who would strongly disagree, and I've heard of that too, that homosexuality is to you are not to compare homosexuality to being black or being you know any other kind of minority. But until you become somebody from the LGBT community, until you become gay or a lesbian or a bisexual or a transgender person, you will not get the idea of what it's like for somebody to look at you and say, even though I disagree with who you are. Now, there are also 2 points that we can talk about. One is, are you disagreeing with my being gay? Or are you disagreeing with my acting on my being gay? Now, because I have heard the other school of thought, that is, I know being gay is not a sin. However, you just cannot have any relationship. There's no way of curing. That's one school of thought. There are also other crazy people that think that you can actually cure it by praying hard enough. Trust me, if praying hard enough can cure my homosexuality, I would have been cured years ago. Growing up as a Catholic boy, you don't know how many hours, days, effort that I put in to pray my gay away. You just would not believe how much I had gone through growing up, knowing that I'm different, knowing that I'm attracted to men. And this is the whole reason why I'm doing this show, is because I don't think some people get it. I don't think some people actually know how it feels when somebody tells you that being who you are is not good enough, or it's bad, or it's a sin. And then there's the other school of thought of you can be gay, it's just that you are, you know, acting upon your homosexuality if you have a relationship and all that. But here's the thing, and I'm not going out there. I'm a lot more liberal. I don't really care about what kind of sex you have. I don't even disagree with you. It's just that, shit, did I break the microphone? It's just that I feel like it may not be for me. It doesn't mean that it's something that I have to disagree with. So let's just narrow it down to homosexuality and sex in a same-sex relationship. How do you then look at that? When, for me, my sexual desire was given to me, and there are also... And we're not going to talk about other things such as outrageous thing like how Rick Warren, and I will go into that, how Rick Warren had compared my relationship with Bruce's, with Bruce. The love that I have for Bruce, Rick Warren compared that to incest, brother and sisters getting married, and compared that to pedophilia. Do you know how that feels? Do you know why the LGBT community is reacting the way we are? And good for us. And how disappointed we are with Barack Obama. And I'll explain my stance on that too. And there is, it's outrageous. I mean, I wrote about that on my website. I don't even know if I was able to capture my frustration at that time. Coming from a interracial couple, of all people, Barack Obama should know how that feels, because her parents, the two people that brought him to life, was at one time a bad thing, a thing that you can't do. Even that, a thing that if you let the public decide that a black person and a white person should not get married. Let me fix my microphone. What the hell? Let me turn it off and turn back on again. You will hear a little burst. I'm going to turn my mic off. Is it better? Testing. Yes, it's better. And I think it's, I have made up my, well, I you know, after hearing from Barack Obama's response toward his selection of Rick Warren, I understand that. But I also understand why the LGBT community is so outrageous about that selection. And so I just want to challenge this to all of you who may be somebody who really care for me, who love me, but do not agree with my being gay. There are other things that I think I would be able to let you get by saying I disagree with this, but I accept you as who I am. In fact, I kind of like that. I think that that is a real act of love, and that is a real act of respect, is being able to respect each other so much to the point where you can live side by side, disagreeing on some fundamental things. But at the same time, I think being who I am that you don't agree with, it's more than fundamental ideas. And this is the reason why people respond the way they do, like Zillafag, and calling religion as a whole a bad thing, because religion is ultimately why people hate gay people that much. And you cannot deny that, because there are good people like you, Whitney, who were taught one thing, and you have all the rights to believe that, right? To believe what you were taught. And at the same time, you are such a kind soul that you can look beyond that and treat me with respect. But how many people like you are there out there? And then there will be these already hateful people, and now they're being taught that growing up. And when they see gay people, what are they going to do? That root of that is an abomination. Comparing the relationship between me and Bruce to pedophilia, to incest, that is a big slap in the face. And that is exactly why I am so against Prop 8. And again, Rick Warren mentioned that in his interviews and everywhere that he is not a he's not homophobic. I believe that. In fact, I wrote them on my blog that I believe that. What he said about he's not being homophobic is, I believe that he means it. It's just that I think that he is wrong, because comparing my relationship and Bruce's between us, that sort of relationship. Please go find me a relationship of, how many years now? 10 years? Almost this summer would be 10 and a half years. Find a straight couple that you know that lived through the relationship that we have for the last 10 and a half years. I challenge you. I can look around our friends, our relatives, our co-workers, that I can guarantee you our relationship is stronger, more passionate, more dedicated than most straight relationships. I can guarantee that. But we're not good enough for marriage. Now, Whitney, wipe this aside. The next challenge I want you to do is, how would you vote if, because I respect what you believe. I respect what you choose to believe, just like how you respect my being gay, even though you disagree of that. But how would you vote now that you know me, now that you know somebody who's out there whose relationship are being treated as something that is less than? So this is not equality. And when Barack Obama said that he's all for equality for gay and lesbian community, I need more elaboration from that. Does he mean it's equal if we give you civil union, you get everything the same, we just call it something different? I don't think that is equality. How can you say equal, but then put an asterisk in the back and say, read fine type, and then the fine text would tell you that equal only if you call it civil union and not marriage. That is not equal. If you have to make something new up, then it's not equal. Do I think that Barack Obama is going to be a good president? Yes, I do. Do I think that his stance is the same as Reverend Obama's stance is the same as Reverend Rick Warren? No, I don't think so. Especially after the clarification from Barack Obama about how he may disagree with him, which is Rick Warren. He is still he still thinks that there is a valid thing. You know, you don't look at one thing, which is how I ask all of you to support Barack Obama, even though I know that he is not for gay marriage. And you need to look at a bigger picture. You cannot just say because you disagree with who I am, my homosexuality, that you are then a bad person. That would make Whitney a bad person. But she's not. You all heard that she's very sweet, and she has been very sweet, and that would make a lot of my friends who respect me dearly and but at the same time disagree with my homosexuality. Now, what I try to prove them wrong, all of you wrong, including Whitney, is that you have the right to believe that what your religion thought you was right about my being gay is a sin. However, I want to have the right to prove you wrong that your religion has actually taught you wrongly. Because I can tell you now, all the atheists and all of you who do not believe in God, turn your iPod off at this point. But this is for those of you who believe in God. My relationship with God tells me that that teaching is wrong. It's because I am blessed with the gift that I am a gay person. Because it is almost impossible I say almost because there are those who can actually feel that. It's almost impossible for someone to experience that. That, you know, your being gay is not right. There are those people who will believe that, who can actually passionately understand that situation, but it's very rare. Most people cannot understand that sort of slap in the face that we get when we hear statements comparing my relationship to incest and other, you know, so-called deviant sex. And of course, I have to say this again. All these people only think about sex. People who get completely freaked out and disgusted by gay marriage are not only because their religion taught them that way, but also because they get disgusted by the sex that they are not attracted to, or they are secretly attracted to same-sex act, which makes them bisexual, possibly, or a closet case. That itself is, some people react that way, and then they would come back and, you know, attack us. I lost my train of thought there. But it is... it is very... it is very damaging. And you have this vicious circle that if you don't want to accept yourself as who you are, then you turn into hating the person that you are trying to cover up, and therefore this vicious circle keeps going on. I forgot where I was going with this, but oh fuck, I hate this stupid microphone. Ugh. Let me turn this. Turn it off and turn back on again. So sorry about that. And so, I know this is going fucking long. Ugh. Whitney, I want to ask you, I forgot, you know, I got completely sidetracked. My second challenge is, will you vote for Prop 8? Would you have voted for Prop 8 or against Prop 8? Let me make it simple. I think Prop 8 is kind of tricky. Would you allow gay people to get married? No exception, complete equality, and we're only talking about us in this society, not in church, okay? Not in church. And of course, those people who are for Prop 8, obviously, they have that stance because their religion taught them that way. And I want to know whether or not you would, Whitney, vote for gay marriage. Would you allow gay marriage? And I'm talking about civil marriage, not church marriage. I don't care what you do in your church. All I care is that we have the same right. I'm not talking about civil union, because if we are going to have civil union, then everybody should, all their marriage should be nullified, and then they have to then be called civil union if the marriage is not done in a church. Does that make sense? If you are going to call marriage outside of church, if you're making marriage, which isn't, if you're making marriage something religious, something that is religious, then make it all the same for every single person. Then we can call it, you know, equal. Which means all the straight people, then their marriage that happens before such and such date has to be then be recognized as just a civil union. And then if you want marriage, you have to go back to church to do it. I think it's stupid and silly, but that is the only time that I will feel like calling marriage a civil union fair. Because then everybody else is the same. Marriage is now being defined as a marriage between, you know, a male and a female in a church or under a religious ceremony. Then it would be fair. Otherwise, it's not fair. A marriage should be a marriage, and you and I will be able to, should be able to have the same rights. I want to know if Whitney, would you then support gay marriage if we're only talking about marriage that is outside of the church? I want to see what you think. And I think I sort of touched a little bit about the Reverend Rick Warren's issue that I think we should be able to, and we should try to, and it's very difficult. And I'll explain to those people who do not have the opportunity to actually be in this situation, both for those who are straight and for those who are gay. In this situation, meaning living with people who are disagreeing of who you are, or disagreeing of part of who you are, your relationship, if you're gay, I have a relationship with another man, sexual and mental, spiritual connection, right? Both. I mean, that's how a marriage, or maybe not yet, a relationship is. You have physical and the emotional connection. Equal, same thing. Same thing as what you do to your husband if you're a woman, and same thing with what you do with your wife if you are a man. Only I am attracted to a man, and therefore I'm doing that, sharing my life with a man. And then, so for the straight people in that part, I want you to know why it is so hurtful and is such a big button to push, because you are denying part of who I am. And the reason why I use the comparison for Whitney about her being black is because I think that is a big button for her. It's a big button for people to push it, you know? That is the only way I think I can get closer to comparing what I'm feeling when somebody say that they don't agree with my being gay. It is the same thing as I go up and tell Whitney, I like you as a person, but I don't really agree that black people are equal with compared to white people, for instance. That is a big button to push. That is the reason why I go that way to comparing that to Whitney. Just to get, that is the feeling that I feel when somebody come up to me and tell me, I really love you as who you are, however, I just don't agree with this part of you. On the flip side, and so that's for straight people. That is why you guys don't understand. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not experiencing that. You're not experiencing that true pain, that true slap in the face when somebody uttered that, you know, you are just, I'm sorry, I really like you and really love you, but I'm sorry, I just can't. You know, I just disagree with this. This is how I feel, Whitney. Like somebody go up to you and tell you that, you know, I really like you, but I'm sorry, you're black, but I really like you. This is how I feel when somebody tell me that I love you, but I'm sorry, I just don't agree that you're gay. You're being gay. And on the flip side, let's go back on the flip side then. For gay people, and I know I have a bunch of gay listeners. And do you then just brush people off when somebody say things like that to you? Then aren't we, shouldn't we just, you know, go to a planet where there's no straight people or where there are people who are agreeing with us completely? But isn't that absurd? Shouldn't we touch, isn't it more important for us to touch people's lives through our action, through our lifestyle, to those people who are disagreeing with us? Why do we want to preach to the choir? I use that metaphor wisely because we're talking about religion here. Shouldn't we then reach out to touch more people who are not agreeing with us so that maybe one day, and I'm hoping, maybe one day, some of you out there who are so close, you respect me as who I am, but at the same time disagreeing with my being gay, would change. It may not. And the reason why I want to change that is because I truly believe that it is not wrong to be gay. And I have the luxury, and I am blessed with the gift of being gay. No regrets, honey. This is what my mom told me a couple of years ago. She told me that it is God's gift that to her that I am gay, because I am then now talking about my experience of being a gay person, how I was as a gay child, the struggle that I've been through, the challenges that I face, and at the same time get to show the success that I have, the achievements that I have gotten throughout my 30-some years of living in this planet Earth, to show to other people that, hey, I am gay, but I am very successful and I'm very proud of who I am. And my mom thinks that it's a gift. It's a gift that I get to do that. It's a gift that I get to share my experience with younger kids who are experiencing the same thing. The road that I've gone through, the prayers that I've said to try to change myself instead of using the energy to be who I am and appreciate what I was born as. Appreciate, if you're religious, appreciate what God has created me for. So that's what I have to say about this issue, both equality, both Rick Warren's incident as well as somebody close to you, or somebody who respect you and love you dearly, disagreeing with a part of you. So for the gay people, our challenge is to see how we can actually live and be who we are amongst all the people that may not agree with us. If we push everybody aside, and which is really how I feel about the selection. I was very mad and I was very disappointed with Barack Obama until I heard his explanation that he does not agree with everything that Rick Warren has to say or his beliefs. However, he thinks that this is how he's going to rule the country, because there will be people who are not going to be on our side. I know the answer is probably kind of too diplomatic, and I'm on both sides, and you know that is really a true reflection of who I am. I understand it, but I can't not talk about it. And so that was my thought process. I was disappointed at first, and then heard about his stance about how he has to rule the Obama rule the country on, you know, both sides of the aisle. And yeah, I agree. Does that mean that I'm not disappointed with that? Yes. I'm still disappointed with the choice, but I do understand his selection, his choice. But I think more importantly is I want Barack Obama to be clearer with his message about how he is disagreeing with Rick Warren about gay people. I want him to be more specific. It may not be something that I'll like, because I know he's not for gay marriage, and hopefully that would change. But I don't know. This thought process that I'm going through right now, and I hope that it's going to be a little bit of a I don't know, mental exercise for you, all of us. Which side you're on. I just think that the moment we drag religion into government, it is going to cause problem like this. And therefore, America's forefathers are very smart with this, and therefore they specifically want religion and church and separation of church and state. Because it is such a one-sided thing. You know, religion is like, you know, you believe in this, I believe in that, and it's a cause for separation, which is sad, because we should use religion to be the cause of unification, unity, getting together, and not so much separation. But I think the separation is what we're seeing right now in this society. I don't know. It's Christmas time. It's something that you should be thinking about this Christmas season. Just think of, when was the last time you heard Jesus say anything about being gay is a sin? And how often does Jesus Christ talk about loving other people, loving those who hate you, and put that balance in and see if you are a true Christian? I'm talking about, you know, Christmas right now, and therefore I'm only on one side. The Christian side. If you celebrate Christmas, if you believe in Jesus Christ, then maybe you should ask yourself why people bang on the whole gay thing so much. Why don't you just start loving instead? But don't you agree though, if you are Jesus, if homosexuality is such a bad and evil thing, that he would already have said something? Just a thought. Okay, I'm done. And I really hope that the conversation would go on, because I think we have to again find our ways to live in this society together with mutual respects. And with mutual respect, because this is what we can do. This is what we should do. is being able to live like Whitney and I can. And I really don't mean to inflict any insults when I give you that challenge about your being an African American thing. It really truly is how I usually use is to find a thing from within you, the reaction or the feeling that within you that is the closest to how I feel on something. But I think this is the way it should be, you know, being able to respect each other to the point where you can accept somebody's differences. And I think this is a challenge that I think gay people would have to live through. Hopefully that is going to change eventually, because I'm saying that not making excuses for people who disagree with our lifestyles, disagree with my relationship, disagree with my homosexuality, disagreeing with who I am. I'm not giving them excuses. I respect their ability to love me as who I am despite their disagreement. But I still think it's wrong. Don't get me wrong. I still think that they are wrong, because being who you are cannot be wrong. And that's the reason why I use the whole comparison, because, you know, ethnicity is it something like, I, you know, if somebody come up to me and it's like, oh, I hate all Chinese except for you. Oh, I babble and I've gone on too long, and this has probably bored you to death. Christ. You can leave me comments, even hateful ones, at 206-338-ONG9, that's O-N-G-9. And you can also send me email at online@gmail.com and tell me what you think. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful Hanukkah. And I hope you have a wonderful Kwanzaa. And everything else you celebrate this holiday season. And of course, most importantly, my mixer's broken. Don't forget to smile, ladies and gentle horse. Bye-bye.